Hey, how is everything going? This is probably my first podcast in a few months. I stopped recording because I did not necessarily know what it was that I wanted to kind of talk about. There is a love of sports, finance, entrepreneurship, growth, personal growth, self-development, all these things that kind of play a part in my life. And trying to figure out a way to project that in one platform, maybe two or three platforms, has been quite difficult. I've also just gotten lazy and didn't have that dedication that was needed to actually do what it was that I wanted to do. And over these last few months, with everything that's going on in the world and in the country, here in the U.S., I've started to realize that so many people are putting out their content, putting out their messages, and why can't I do that? Or why can't you do that? And so I think I'm definitely looking to start doing that again, not because I feel as if I have some unique perspective, but I want to stay kind of in the middle. I don't think we have a lot of people that are generally in the middle when it comes to a lot of things, whether it be sports media, or just media in general. Like, for instance, if you're talking about basketball players, why does ESPN and FS1 talk about who's the GOAT literally every day? It's kind of tiring to hear that stuff. You know, we don't have conversations about what actually defines greatness, or matter of fact, why do we have to compare players as much or belittle players as much? I think that you can do that stuff in sports because you have to in a lot of instances, but it's kind of repetitive, and there's so much to talk about. We can talk about a lot of the hidden gems, like Brandon Roy. You know, what would have happened had his career been a lot longer, especially, and then also when you talk about a lot of stuff that goes on in the news with the presidential candidates, staying in the middle and actually just looking at the candidates for what they're talking about, I think is one of the most missed pieces in today's society. We're just kind of just, oh, this is this person is this person is that, when it's a little bit more than that. You know, everything's not, you know, black and white. You know, everything's not that. There's some gray in there. There's some blue. There's some yellow. It's layers to this stuff. And, you know, and also I want to combat cancel culture. I think cancel culture is very, very, very bad. But I think that goes along with left-wing media. A lot of times we're kind of growing in the era where people will prosecute the heck out of you or say things about you because you have a difference of opinion. If I personally believe that the crime rates in Chicago and Detroit are horrendous and are bad and need to be addressed, and someone says, oh, well, what about police shootings? I'm saying, hey, man, we don't have to compare the two, both of them. They both can be true. They both can be true. I'm just speaking on this right now. I think a lot of times we just want to start arguments with people, which I think social media is playing a big role and a lot of these hostile environments that are being created, because you're just giving people a platform to disagree. And the media itself is, they're feeding on arming citizens, not with weapons, but they're lighting their emotional fuse and causing them to go out into the world and spread whatever rhetoric they want. They're on, you know, and I don't necessarily agree with that. I think that's bad, especially nowadays, because with the social media platforms, with the 24-hour news, people are getting fed this stuff at a rate that to me is a little bit alarming. When if you grew up in the early 2000s or in the 90s, 80s and stuff like that, the only way to get a lot of news was to watch the news or read newspapers. And then also when you got, computers or desktops come out, you're able to kind of search the web for certain things. But now with having television, with having newspapers as well, with having podcasts, with having social media platforms. And the social media platforms are going to talk about the news because the ads are all over the place with the commercials and things like that. I think it's too much, and it's causing a lot of friction within the country. We're not really agreeing on a lot of things. And so I kind of just want to be able to give my own perspective about certain things. I don't necessarily want to box myself in and talk about one thing. If I wanted to talk about a basketball game, you know, I would like to freely talk about that. And I like to just have conversations in general and kind of understand different things and different point of views, because this world is massive. And there's a lot of people on this world, on this planet. And, you know, within the United States itself, it's what, 360 million people. That's a lot of people that have different opinions. And I really want people to understand that you can have a different opinion than me. I can have a different opinion than you. It's when your opinion, and this is what I believe, is when your opinions turn into things that can get people hurt. You know, there's some malice behind that. You're taking that opinion and you're then going home or going on the web, and you're doing things that can cause some type of pain for other people, whether it be physical, mental, emotional pain. And I think that's where, you know, we have to draw the line in the sand. As long as it's just an opinion, just a little train of thought that you just kind of have to yourself, then that's perfectly fine. You know, I think that Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time. If someone comes up to me and says, hey, I think it's LeBron, I'm like, all right, cool. I disagree. You know, I'm going to say why, and I'm going to say why based off of what he accomplished. With that, yes, I didn't have to compare the two, but not necessarily. I can only say what he accomplished. And if I present my case and then you present your case and someone says, well, you know what, I presented my case for Michael Jordan better, then hey, I take that victory for the day. But I don't want to belittle LeBron to do it. I just want to say, hey, this dude is great because of this. Or if I say this candidate is better because of this, I can actually see this person's policy. They actually talk about this policy. This person talks about stuff this other guy said 15 years ago. And we all change. I mean, it's kind of hard when you're 70, you're 60. So, you know, that's a bit different. But, you know, so that's kind of where I want to go with it now. I'm going to get some different audio equipment because I know this is going to come in a little fuzzy. And actually start writing scripts or topics down to what I want to talk about and different things like that. Because I want to get my opinions out there, I guess, or my train of thought. And hopefully, you know, at the end, it can help somebody. I want to talk about finance. I want to talk about everything. And I may actually just split this up into two different platforms. So where I talk about maybe some type of financial stuff on one. And I talk about more other things out there in the world, whether it be news, whether it be sports news or political news. And I could do something like that, you know, because with the finance, you can go in finance, you can go business, investing, stuff like that. You can actually split that stuff up into different categories and spend it all. But to kind of group some stuff in, because I generally have an interest in everything and not necessarily a sole focus on one thing. And also anybody that just want to talk about different military things and military taxes, stuff like that. So that's what I have today. I will be back shortly, within a couple of days, with my first official episode on some topic, whatever topic I decide to do with this channel or this podcast show. Thank you all. Peace.